You can see it growing. It is concerning. It is terrifying. It is destructive. You can see it in people's words, their body language, their thought processes, and their actions. The apathy, the animosity, the anger growing all around. The it is the destruction of relationships. We see the destruction of relationships all throughout society. People using various methods, some new, maybe entertainment, social media, some old, going back to things like backbiting, or maybe even the simple rolling of the eyes to show indifference. But is the it, which is the destruction of relationships, growing in the kingdom, the church? In fact, is it possible that it is growing here in our local hamlet of the kingdom? Consider this. In 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 27 to 29, it says, "So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment for themselves, on themselves." Now, many of us have heard this passage of Scripture, and we focus usually on verse 28, more specific on the word examine. We are to examine ourselves. But in what manner do we examine? Well, our examination is to be in the discerning of the body. What does it mean to discern the body? Well, it could very likely mean at least two, and maybe even both of these things. In our discernment, we are partakers of Christ. So are we partaking of the gospel? Do our lives reflect a true belief in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Galatians 6:6-7 says, "Nevertheless, the one who receives the instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Man reaps what he sows." We will reap what we sow. Will we reap because of the lives of our lives being a reflection of Jesus Christ? Or will we reap because our lives are a reflection of self? It's a powerful message. So what about our relationship with Christ? But there is also a second consideration, and one we'll spend a little bit more time focusing on here, of this passage. The second consideration is a reflection on the relationship between Christ and his body, the relationship of the church as a whole. Excuse me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 through 17, it says, "Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all share the one loaf." In this passage in 1 Corinthians 10, it's Paul here sharing with those multiple Christians partaking of the kingdom located at Corinth in the realization that they should be examining or discerning the fact that they're connected. So what does that connection or that relationship look like? So as we examine, we're supposed to discern the body. And why do we do that? Well, because there's a concern that Paul has in 1 Corinthians 11, 30 and 32. Verse 30 says, "That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep." Is this why we are spiritually weak and sick? Is this why we are spiritually asleep? Have we allowed our relationships with Christ and with each other to fall apart? Should this not be a concern for all of us? And why should this be a concern? Well, note what verses 31 and 32 state. In that continuation, so going back to 30, it says, that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. We should be more discerning of the body, more considering, taking more consideration in our relationships, because if not, we will be judged and possibly condemned with the world. We should be taking this time to examine and to reflect and to consider and to discern. Because even Jesus himself warned about this. There's been words that have been troubling me personally in my readings for some time. And it's Matthew, the 13th chapter. There's a parable that Jesus speaks. And I think we should heed the words here. In Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 47, he says, once again, the kingdom of heaven, the church, is like a net that was let down into a lake and caught all kinds of fish. So we see all kinds of fish in the net, church. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on shore, and they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous, throw them into the burning furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We need to be discerning of the body and examining and reflecting on our relationships, because there will become a time where all parts of the kingdom, the net, will be brought forth, and there will be a separation of that which is good and that which is bad. In our own little hamlet of the kingdom, there will be separation here at Harlan. I just wonder if we were to build together, would we all have a better chance of not being separated? So as we examine during this time and we're discerning the body, let us consider our relationships with not just the Lord, but with the loaf, the bread, each other. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you and we're thankful and grateful. And Lord God, we are warned to discern, because your desire is to discipline us now. You don't want to condemn us with the world. But Lord God, we know that there will be a time where the good and bad will be separated. So let us look how we can strive to be good, not just to you, but to each other. Because we're all one body. We partake of the one loaf. Help us to be discerning and help us to examine. We praise you and thank you this day in Christ Jesus. Amen.